This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was turned towards God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. The world did not recognize him, but he came to that which was his own, and his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not from natural descent, nor for human decision, or from a husband and wife's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace after grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Christ Jesus. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father. And he has made the Father known." And this is the gospel of the Lord. Charlie Brown was walking with his little friend Lucy in one of Charles Schulz's fairly early comic strips. And Charlie Brown innocently says to Lucy, because it's New Year's Eve, he says, "Are you going to make any New Year's resolutions, Lucy?" Lucy turns at him, snarls, and says, "What? What for? What's wrong with me now? I like myself just the way I am." Next frame, "Why should I change? What in the world is the matter with you, Charlie Brown?" Final frame, "I'm all right the way I am. I don't have to improve. How could I improve? How, I ask you, how?" To which Charlie responds, "Good grief." See, what Lucy doesn't have is insight into her own need. In a way, she doesn't know who she is. But John's prologue is given to us precisely because John the Evangelist wants us to know who we are, and we can't know who we are unless we know who Jesus is. The other two evangelists who give infancy stories, Luke and Matthew, go back to Bethlehem in a stable. But John goes to the beginning. His gospel prologue starts in arche, in the beginning, just like Genesis starts. And in Genesis, we hear, in the beginning, the earth was a formless void. So John isn't taking us back to the beginning of creation. He's taking us back before then, to the time before creation, to the infinity before time. And he's saying, in that beginning, there was the Word. And the Word was turned to God. John's very careful to distinguish between God and the Word who is turned towards God, who is also God. What John is doing is giving us a glimpse of the inner life of the Trinity, where God from all eternity is community. The Father, in love with the Word, who speaks the Word eternally, so that the Word from the beginning reveals that God is the one who communicates. There is no need for a Word if there is no need for communication. And what we hear both in Genesis and in John is that from all eternity, God speaks. He speaks his love into existence, and his Word is creative. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was turned to God, and the Word was God. And through that Word, everything that has come into being was made. Do you see what John is saying? John is saying that every created thing, from the smallest microbe to the biggest piece of space junk, everything that is made somehow speaks of God because it was spoken into being by the Word. Elizabeth Barrett Browning writes, "Earth's crammed with heaven, and every simple bush afire with God, but only those who see take off their shoes." Only those of us who are alert to the presence of God in every simple thing, in the bushes, in the poinsettias, in the pews, in the people, only then do we take off our shoes, because only then do we realize we are in the presence of the sacred. I mean, when we walk around, we can't but see God's creative love and genius. And some of it is marred by sin, or by mistakes, or by bad fortune, if such exists. But all of it speaks of the grandeur of God. I was talking to a friend whose husband is dying inch by inch of congestive heart failure. She says to me, "Where's God in this? Where's God in his suffering?" And my only response was, "I don't know, but it's somewhere." And our job is to find it. Our job is to be present to it. Our job is to look for it. Because what John says in this prologue too is, the Word was coming into the world. And when he came, he brought light and life. Think about that. Light. Is that what you can... Can you see any light here? No. We can see because there's light in the room, but I can't see the... I can't grab the light there. I know it's there. But the light is that in which we see clearly. And Jesus brings light to humankind. We cannot see clearly unless we look in the light of Christ. And that light is neither left nor right. It's neither Democrat nor Republican. It is the light of love and life that God asks us to use to understand everything that is. If we are traveling by other lights, we will get lost. But if we travel with the light of Christ, even though we don't exactly know what we're looking at or for always, we know that God is somewhere in the mix, and we must find his presence. Because only in that presence will we have life. He brings life into the world. When God reveals himself to Moses at the burning bush, and Moses says, "Well, yeah, who the heck should I say you are?" The response is, "I am." That's not exactly a noun, is it? It's a verb. God is. Nothing is that is not in God. We are surrounded by a world of emptiness and vapor, because nothing is permanent that does not share the life of God. He breathes life into his creation, and he asks us to live it. And we only live when we turn towards God. So this prologue is an invitation to repentance in a way. John says he went to his own, and his own didn't recognize him. He went into the world that he made didn't recognize him. And he went to his own people, and his own people didn't receive him. John is saying very realistically that the world is screwed up. I mean, we don't need to be rocket scientists to agree with him. But he's also saying that as screwed up as the world is, because sin has entered the world, there is a rescue afoot. And the rescue has started when the Word became flesh to speak God's presence and God's love and God's power and God's self into the world. By taking on our flesh, Jesus shows each one of us the possibility of our own humanity. If flesh and blood can hold the divine being, then we can radiate the image of God, which we were made to be. So John says he came into the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own didn't receive him. But he said some did. It's not a bad ending here. He said, but those who did receive him and have faith in his name, he gives the right to be children of God. Now, there's a little nuance in here that you can't really see well in English, but those two verbs, received and have faith, are aorist in Greek. That means an action that continues. It starts and doesn't stop. Our challenge is not only to, it's not a one and done type of thing. When we receive Christ, we commit to receiving him and receiving him and receiving him and receiving him, grace upon grace. Every moment of our lives is a time of receiving. And the same thing with faith. Faith is, in the gospel, especially in the Gospel of John, is not the assent of the mind to propositional statements. You know, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, that stuff. Faith in John is relationship. It's like saying, I have faith in Mike because I believe in him. I believe he's a good guy. I believe his heart's in the right place. I trust him, even though I don't know him extensively. As God knows him, I trust him. And that's what faith means here. It means in an ongoing aorist kind of way to believe in God, even sometimes when we can't see where he is, see what he's up to, see what he's doing. We believe he's doing something. That's why I could say to my friend, I don't know where God is in your situation. he's there. And I know we can look for him. And when we look, we will find. And when we find, we will have more life than ever. And listen to the promise. If we receive, embrace Christ, if we have faith in his name, we have not the opportunity, we have the right to be children of God, because God chooses us. God chooses us to be his children. We are children of God. We, all of us who are here, have received Christ. We have faith in his name. It may be imperfect, but we have it, or we wouldn't be here. And so, what's the challenge of this gospel? The challenge of this gospel is to see in the light. In the light that we all don't always recognize, but we know that in it we can see clearly. In Christ we can see our world clearly. If we are not using that clarity, we are blind. The challenge is to accept the life that Christ has come to give us. And we do both of those things when we receive the Lord and have faith in him every moment of our lives. And so, New Year's resolutions. Well, we can be like Lucy. We can think we have nothing to learn because we are perfect just the way we are. But the wisdom of the aorist tense is that things are always progressing and getting better. And so our New Year's resolution, if you'd like to make one with me, is to see more clearly every day in the light of Christ. We do that by prayer and by reading the scriptures and by worshiping together and by committing ourselves to love one another and even to love our enemies as he has taught us. Amen.